I'm Dan Schwartzman with the NBC Sports Audio Update. Boston Red Sox DH David Ortiz is a lone player elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame as results were announced. Meanwhile, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Curt Schilling fell short again of the 75% of voters needed for enshrinement in their final year of being on the Baseball Writers Association of America's ballot. Six top 25 teams in action in men's college basketball as number one Auburn slips past Missouri 55-54. Number seven UCLA is currently hosting number three Arizona. Number four Baylor dominates Kansas State 74-49. Clemson loses at number nine Duke 71-69, while 10th ranked Michigan State falls at number 24 Illinois 56-55. Reports say that Louisville's looking to remove head basketball coach Chris Mack, as the Cardinals are just 11-9 this season. Mack was suspended for the first six games of this year for not following school guidelines in firing an assistant coach who attempted to extort Mack over allegations of NCAA violations. Full slate of games on the NBA schedule, but just two featuring both teams with 500 or better records, as the Charlotte Hornets lose on the road at the Toronto Raptors 125-113, while the Golden State Warriors are currently hosting the Dallas Mavericks. The Phoenix Suns have signed general manager James Jones to a multi-year contract extension. Jones came to the Suns as the vice president of basketball operations in 2018 before taking over as a full-time GM in 2019. The NFL Network is reporting that Saints head coach Sean Payton is stepping away after 16 years in New Orleans. The 58-year-old could take a job in broadcasting, as networks have shown considerable interest. With 3 years remaining on his current contract, the Saints will retain Payton's rights and would receive compensation if Payton would go coach another team. The Baltimore Ravens and head coach John Harbaugh are closing in on a contract extension as the 59-year-old heads into the final year of his current deal. Harbaugh has been with the Ravens for 14 years and has made the playoffs in nine of those seasons. Sources say that the Chicago Bears are on the verge of hiring Kansas City Chiefs executive director of player personnel Ryan Poles as their new general manager, replacing Ryan Pace, who was fired after the regular season. Meanwhile, reports say the Minnesota Vikings are nearing the hiring of Cleveland Browns vice president of football operations Kwesi Adofo-Mensah as their new GM. The Buffalo Bills-Kansas City Chiefs divisional playoff game Sunday night drew an average of 42.7 million viewers, according to CBS, the largest audience of an NFL game that's not a Super Bowl or conference championship game in the past 5 years. During overtime, the audience peaked at 51.7 million viewers. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.